Good afternoon. Welcome to this afternoon's segment of Meet the Candidates, KINS's radio presentation. It's a special series to help you get to know the views and opinions of the candidates for the office, local offices are running, including Humboldt County Supervisor District Number 2. In this segment, we'll be hearing from Cliff Clendenin, candidate and incumbent for the 2nd District. Each segment of Meet the Candidates is 16 seconds long. Let's see you again.
16 seconds? This is really short.
Well, okay, 16 minutes. So you are listening. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Everybody gets an opportunity to make an opening statement about themselves.
Okay.
So the microphone is yours.
Thank you, Brian. And thanks, KINS listeners. So I'm Cliff Clendenin, incumbent 2nd District Supervisor. I've been honored to serve the 2nd District, which is Fortuna and south to Mendocino County and east over to Trinity County and hooking around, including Shelter Cove. And I've been honored to serve for nearly a full term and really excited with the challenges of the work and looking forward to completing that in another term.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First area of discussion, Cliff. The drug culture in Humboldt County has influenced and changed Humboldt County's culture at all levels. What comments do you have regarding this part of the economy and economic and social fabric?
Well, it certainly has permeated Humboldt County, and we're known worldwide as a marijuana center, and certainly from the work of Redwood Capital Bank's Jennifer Budwig, her banking paper kind of outlining the financial impacts, sort of well known that we get a lot of retail activity from the money that comes into the county this way. Personally, I favor legalization. I wasn't an early adopter of that position, but I think to get the money and the illegality out of this, I've talked to school-age kids who tell me it couldn't get more available than it is right now. So that would certainly be a concern. One of the concerns I have is sort of the layers of illegality. When someone has a grow and maybe something's going on with a neighbor that shouldn't be, just to pick something, maybe elder abuse questions. No one's going to talk about that because no one wants to attract law enforcement. So you've got a whole, it layers that way, and you've got a whole society living outside the law. We've attracted now cartel grows out of the area, folks coming in, and with really egregious effects to the landscape. Our resource lands now, we've got ranchers kind of looking over their shoulder, afraid to go to certain parts of their farms and ranches sometimes, and it's just it's not good for the community. And I think we could one of the big things that we'll get back is our land use. If it was legalized, we would the money would go out of that. Certainly there's regional problems because one state doing that versus another, you've still got issues. Ideally, this would be would be taken care of at the federal level, and that continuous conflict of state and federal law is a real challenge for us. We have 215 and Senate Bill 420, which allow medical marijuana. We certainly want to take care of the patients that legitimately need that for cancer, arthritis, whatever. It's sort of turned into a giant loophole that has effectively legalized it, but we still have black market prices.
That's what I was going to ask. With the presentation that Jennifer has made, and I think most people have heard of it if they haven't actually seen it presented, the economic impact, if it was legalized, and let's say the black market is twice or three times the street value if it was legal, if the legalization occurred, or decriminalization, either way, the result seems would seem to be the same, the negative impact to Humboldt County economically on this. In light of that, still in favor of legalization, or do you think something else will happen to backfill in that economic chasm?
Yes, I'm still in favor, and I certainly recognize that if that happened overnight, that would be a real disaster for our economy. So while those propositions come and go on the ballot and legislatures think about that, I think our best defense is a good offense, and let's do everything we can to keep the rest of our economy cooking just as well as we can. Let's make the best opportunities going forward, and I think post timber here, our best strategy is diversity. Well, if we ended up with another economy that we could, you know, really anchor the whole county to, like the timber industry, and then great, I'd be open to that. The likelihood of that happening is relatively low, so I'm in favor of taking care of our resource land so our farmers and ranchers can thrive, our dairymen, and all the specialty food products, manufacturing, and all the things that we can do to help the economy that way.
One quick follow-up, and then we move jump into the other one, which is kind of related anyway.
Well, I was almost going there. So.
I know. Yeah. The cultural impacts of the drug community. Do you see any way to break out of that if marijuana is legalized or if it remains illegal? Do you see any way to break out of that culture?
I think it's a choice. People can choose to enmesh themselves in that culture. We certainly have had from the, you know, the back to the landers, kind of an anti-establishment. There's a 40 or so year legacy of that, and that won't change. And that some of that is the sort of the spirit of you know, the rebellious back to the landers that don't want to be part of the mainstream. And you know, to a point, we celebrate that. That's part of the richness of Humboldt County, but the I think the folks involved in the drug culture I should specify marijuana culture. That's a lifestyle that people can choose, and again, it's kind of part of the fabric of Humboldt County. But I think if we get the money out of it, I think we'll get our land and water back in better shape, used for resource lands, and I think that'll be better for our restoration of our landscape and restoring fisheries and waters as well.
Do you want to make a quick comment about methamphetamine and the other illegal drugs that are as prevalent as you said that the high school kids reference? They can get drugs, yeah, easy anywhere. What about the other stuff?
Boy, that's I think, you know, full application of resources, you know, at the state, federal, county level. And especially education to our young people that you know, show them the folks with no teeth that are 35 years old and really show them that this is a death sentence. And again, support our families, support our kids in schools. You know, make that a less attractive choice. A lot of times that's a sort of a symptom of a culture that's not in a community that's not functioning as well as it should.
It's kind of funny, we have the anti-tobacco commercials all over the place, but the anti-drug ones aren't there.
Right, but I do appreciate the business BAMU, the Businessmen Against Meth Use, the biker group. There's a lot of folks that have put a lot of work into this and really appreciate their efforts.
You're listening to KINS's Meet the Candidate series. In this segment, we're talking with Cliff Clendenin, candidate and incumbent for the 2nd District Supervisorial seat. Okay, Cliff, let's kind of move into a related one. What measures would you favor to support economic development in Humboldt County?
Well, I'm four square behind getting the Richardson's Grove project through. At the same time, I appreciate that we have a legal system that needs to be followed, and it's through the last, hopefully, phases of that, working with the EIR. But I've walked the project. I've had my hands around the largest redwood tree that's coming out, and I can almost touch my fingers. And it's from some of the early environmental folks that were brought to the table when this was considered a dozen years ago or so. This was looked at as the environmentally superior alternative, and I think it still remains. I can't count the number of times I've taken a couple of salt and pepper shakers and put it on the table, talked about how the road would actually become curvier, which naturally slows down traffic so that the trucks and cars would then align squarely with the opening between those two trees and effectively make it wider. But I think they've gone the extra mile to see that that's not detrimental to the trees. I've heard so many stories from business folks about how they've had to reload a piece of equipment with all the risks to damage and that type of thing down in Willits, and the extra cost to take a day cab and go down and pull up a trailer through the grove, that type of thing. You know, you're looking at $400 a load plus to do that. So it's effectively a tax on our economy. Some of the other things, I think it's been noticed when a couple of businesses recently have wanted to relocate, one a metal business and one a brewery, they're really tough to find industrial land zone. So I think we need to make sure in our general plan update, and this would, you know, be the cities as well as the county, let's make sure that we've got enough industrial land zoned so that if it's a brownfield, try to have the necessary grants identified that could be put in place to clean up those lands. A lot of old mill sites that have had pentachlorophenol on them have issues, and we're in a different land permitting landscape. But you know, let's start a bunch of that work if we can. Some of the other things that we should and are doing, utilizing our local funds, including the Headwaters Fund that the Board of Supervisors ultimately has the final say on. We don't vet the projects, and we don't get to add projects to it. The Headwaters Fund Board has done typically an excellent job of that, utilizing that fund, growing the fund, and I think they've spun off over $10 million into the economy since in the decade or so that fund has been available. But we've given money to ranching groups to protect oak woodlands, which have a ripple effect into their grazing operations and then the wildlife impacts of that. We gave $500,000 to the project City of Eureka was doing for the flake ice plant, for the fishing fleet. Everything is related around jobs, as it should be. And we've, with the stricter compliance for wastewater from dairymen, we've helped with programs there to get them through the regulatory morass so that they can continue their operations. So sometimes it's just saving a core business, and other times, ideally, it's helping somebody expand so they can add to our economy.
Got 2 minutes on this one.
Okay.
If I add a handful of pixie dust and you could use it to address any single issue in the county, what would that one issue be, and what would be your solution?
Well, I was really excited to know that there was pixie dust, because some of these challenges have been so evasive. So I would put my pixie dust on supportive housing. Now, that's housing that would come with services. This would have people that would would be mental health professionals. There would be available services of any kind, somebody to make sure that somebody took their meds. This could be for seniors, disabled. We've got 35% vets out on the street. We're going to need in the county a housing trust fund, probably to put some seed money. This will be a complicated arrangement, just as complicated as the Mac Center was. But we have all these single males out here typically pushing shopping carts, living in the brush. It's in Redway and Garberville, along the river, along the bay. We want to make sure we're not a magnet. I would favor, ideally, a regional approach so that we don't pull people from other counties. But everybody nationwide, every community virtually now has a homeless contingent, and we need to serve them for the environmental protection that that'll produce. They're you know, living and wasting in not good areas. And I think having some good housing ultimately is, but it can't be just an old motel where some folks hang out and you know, drug use or whatever difficulties. These are folks that, you know, clearly can't function in normal society. And some people would say, well, gee, let's don't spend money on folks like that. But I think really for everyone's betterment, for their benefit and for society as a whole, would be great.
Cliff, thanks for coming by and participating.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate it.